Hello, everyone. My name is D'Angelo, and I would like to share with you some ways God has been working in my life these past couple years. I was saved at a really young age, accepted the Lord when I was a kid during a Bible lesson with my mom back when I was homeschooled. My salvation story is not particularly eventful or dramatic, but I think God has been really faithful in these past few years to me and has grown me in several ways, and so I want to share that with you. So first, let's back up a few years. In June 2023, I had just finished undergrad at Santa Clara University, and I was kind of burnt out and discouraged. I had pushed myself hard academically and gotten my heart broken, and all the Christian ministries on that campus that I had been a part of died out after COVID. They had died out around that year, if not a little bit before. So during the following school year, I decided to take it easier to rest a bit. At least that's what I told myself I was doing. And I had more free time than I expected. To some extent, I feel like I was kind of goofing around that school year. I was a bit aimless, and it's not that that year wasn't without its fruit. God certainly used it in my life. But I think I lacked the focus that I should have had, and I was pursuing some things that were not particularly productive. I knew I was supposed to share the gospel and draw nearer to God, grow closer to him, know him more. But I hadn't figured out what that looked like for me at that time. Pretty soon, though, praise the Lord, he gave me some direction, particularly in how I should spend the next summer. So enter the summer of 2024, the glorious summer. I served at VBS and Koinonia Kids Camp and Junior High Camp. And shout out to my VBS crew from that year. 3 weeks, and it was awesome. It was awesome. God really let me taste the joy of serving him that summer. And I could feel the perfect alignment of my gifts and desires and God's purposes and purpose for me condensed into those 3 weeks of kids' ministry. And I got to enjoy some sweet fellowship with some dear brothers and sisters as we worked for the Lord shoulder to shoulder. Suffice it to say, I was very encouraged after that summer. So when I was invited to join core group at Saltworks, I gladly accepted. I saw it as God's call to further experience the joy of serving him. And for anyone who doesn't know what that is, core group in Saltworks, it's kind of like a training program, sort of almost like student leaders, but it's really focused on training the people in the program to share the gospel and to take up more responsibility in the college group. So I joined that group, and God really stretched me during that year, building my endurance and reliance on him and taking me out of my comfort zone to share the gospel. Again, God also gave me sweet fellowship with my fellow core groupers and all the others at Saltworks, and restored to me tenfold the community I had lost when the Christian ministries at SCU had died out. God also gave me the joy of fruit in the children's ministries I had been involved in for a while. That same year, one of the boys in Boys Club, whose salvation I had been praying for years, finally accepted the Lord in that May of 2025, and I was ecstatic. It was a great year, so I could really see God working in my life, and I was really excited for what he was going to do in the summer of 2025. So entering the summer of 2025, I had high hopes. It was an eventful summer. But to be quite frank, it didn't turn out the way I had been hoping. Don't get me wrong. There was a lot of good things that happened that summer. And it was really fun, and it was very fruitful. But somehow, the joy I had experienced the summer before in serving was not quite there. I was kind of at a loss, really, at the end of it, because I had again poured out my heart into VBS and the camps, all these ways of serving the Lord that I knew he had called me to. But it all seemed off somehow. There was something was just not, felt out of place. I was acutely aware of some of my shortcomings and unmet expectations that summer. And in hindsight, I think what had happened was that I had set up certain expectations that were founded on my own desires and not on God's will and direction. So what was out of place was my own heart in all of it. As Proverbs 16:9 says, the mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. I had certainly made plans in my mind, but I had not submitted to them to the Lord and willingly let him direct my steps. This had resulted in some bitterness and jealousy towards some of my fellow believers, rather than the joy and fellowship I had experienced the previous summer. But as 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. That year, so following in that year of 2025, I learned from James 4:10 in Saltworks, which actually had been the previous year, and then from 1 Peter 5:6 on Sundays during 2025, that I needed to humble myself before God so that he might exalt me at the proper time. I had strived too hastily for my own exaltation on my own terms, but after that summer, I was humbled and ready to obey the Lord. Good thing, too, because he called me even further out of my comfort zone in the year of 2025 to 2026. He gave me the opportunity to direct the Christmas play and an internship at a school with kids with severe autism, and the opportunity to share the gospel with several people at SJSU. And all of these were definitely stretching me. They were both in areas I had already been growing in, but it was taking things a step further. And in some of these situations, I did not feel qualified or always know what to do. But, as 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, his grace was sufficient, and his power was perfected in weakness. He really taught me to ask him for my daily bread, and he was always faithful to provide people to support and counsel me and the endurance to obey. There are some mornings I'd wake up and be like, I don't know if I can do this today. I'm really tired. But just asking him for that daily bread, he was always faithful to provide it. He helped me take feedback with humility, and I really grew from it. He especially grew my confidence, not because of my own abilities, but because of his faithfulness I was seeing in my life. I think the most recent lesson he has been teaching me is something Jesus talks about in John 4. After talking to the woman at the well, his disciples offer him food, and he tells them, I have food to eat that you don't know about. As one of my friends likes to say, secret bread. saying, this is what he says, though, what that food was, is my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. I got to experience this just in the past month or so. There was actually a time I had to skip lunch, which if you know me is crazy, skip lunch to meet with a guy and share the gospel with him. And God sustained me through that. I had to go to class right after, didn't eat lunch, but he sustained me. And it was beyond just physical sustenance, though. That's an example of the physical. But he also showed me at my graduation that real satisfaction in my soul does not come from the things in this world, but from simply obeying him. On the day of my graduation, this guy I'd been sharing the gospel with, this same guy, I met up with him again, and he actually accepted Christ that day. And when I came to my graduation, I looked around at my classmates, all of whom were excited out of their minds, and I realized that one soul coming to Christ was so much more satisfying than the whole pomp and circumstance of graduating grad school. And that's not to say that I have perfectly learned this lesson or any of the other lessons he is teaching me. I still have a long ways to go in growing in confidence, in growing in humility. But I can see his work in my life these past few years, and I hope those of you who know me can too. It has often been gradual, and that can make it hard to see sometimes. But I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in me will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening.